Hard Times, Diabetes on a Stretched Budget by Connie Kleinbeck and Anne S. Williams. From the editor, Connie Kleinbeck and Anne Williams collaborated to produce this practical article to help diabetics on limited incomes effectively cope with the expense of treating and living with this disease. We include it in Bridging the Gap in recognition of the fact that a disproportionate number of our readers experience economic disadvantages. This piece was originally printed in the winter 2009 issue of Voice of the Diabetic. Connie Kleinbeck, RN, BSN, CDE, is the inpatient diabetes educator at the Truman Medical Center in Kansas City, Missouri. She has been a CDE since 1986. Connie writes articles and speaks about diabetes and disabilities to healthcare professionals. Anne S. Williams is an RN with a PhD in psychology. She has worked as a diabetes educator for the last 20 years and specializes in teaching independent diabetes self-management for blind people, and she writes and speaks frequently on this topic to healthcare professionals. Anne was the founder and past chair of the Disabilities Specialty Practice Group of the American Association of Diabetes Educators. Here is what these distinguished professionals have to say about this important topic. If you have diabetes, there is no getting around the fact that taking care of yourself can be expensive. The cost of medical care, diabetes medications, supplies, and healthy foods add up. These expenses can be difficult to manage even in the best of times. In hard times, it can seem impossible. With the current economic downturn, many people are having trouble with even the most basic diabetes expenses. This article provides a few suggestions for managing your diabetes during the hard times. General financial management. Having a budget and sticking to it is important for everyone. This is even more important during hard times. You should evaluate your personal or family budget at least once a year, if not more often, when your income or expenses are changing. Involve the entire family in discussing the budget and brainstorming for ways to save money. Here are a few questions to consider. What is your monthly income? What are your monthly expenses for essentials, home, utilities, phone, food, transportation, medicine? What are your bills due? Avoid late fees by paying bills on time. Do you have expenses that come once or twice a year, such as taxes and insurance? Where does the money go from your wallet? Keep a diary of your spending. Identify non-essential expenses, entertainment, shopping as stress management, sodas, eating out. Paying cash helps you stay within your limits. Use a credit card only in emergencies. If you have several cards, cancel most of them. Pay off your credit card bill each month so you aren't paying high interest for carrying charges. If you have credit card debt, call your creditors to discuss options to deal with it and try to negotiate a lower interest rate. If you feel you cannot do this or if your debt load is overwhelming, find out if consumer credit counseling is available in your area. If you need financial assistance, learn what help is available in your community. In most of the U.S., dialing 211 will connect you to information about helpful resources in your community. The 211 system offers information on a broad range of services, such as rent assistance, food banks, affordable housing, health resources, and much more. This network is available in 46 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. If you are planning to go to an agency for financial assistance, ask what documents you need to bring with you. Most require state-issued identification, proof of residency, and proof of income. You'll need to know exactly what the agency you're working with will accept. Getting health care and medications. If you do not have health insurance, federally funded health centers provide care in most cities and many rural areas. Charges are based on your income. Health centers provide a broad range of health care services and medications. You can locate health centers at http://findahealthcenter.hrsa.gov or by dialing 211. If you have insurance that covers medications, medications are probably priced differently. They may be listed as preferred on your formulary or as tiers 1 to 3. Ask your pharmacist to check if your insurance has a lower cost alternative for your medications or blood glucose meter and if a difference exists in the cost of insulin pens, vials of insulin, and syringes. If you have problems affording your medication, consider prescription assistance programs. These are sponsored by pharmaceutical companies and provide free or discounted medicines to people who meet specific guidelines. The chart labeled Prescription Assistance Programs lists several organizations that provide information about the programs. Note that eligibility criteria are different for every program. If you can use generic medications, several national chains offer them at low cost. See the chart labeled Generic Drug Programs for information about specific chains. If you have no insurance coverage for medications and other options do not work for you, you can obtain a discount drug card that will allow you to purchase certain medications at a discount. See the chart labeled Discount Drug Cards for more information. If you have trouble affording meters, strips, or a medically necessary insulin pump, help is available for this too. See the chart labeled Diabetes Supplies for more information. In addition, many local diabetes associations offer some short-term assistance with blood glucose meters and strips. Healthy eating on a budget. Many people have the misconception that healthy meals are always more expensive. Actually, healthy eating can save money through smaller portion sizes and fewer high-calorie, high-priced foods. Here is a list of tips to help you keep your food prices down. Plan a menu each week based on sales in grocery stores near you. Check what you already have to keep from buying what you do not need. Take a shopping list with you and buy only what is on that list. Avoid going to the store if you are hungry, to make it easier to stick to your list. Store brand or generic products are often just as good as name brand and are usually less expensive. Cook enough to have leftovers. Take the leftovers to work instead of buying lunch, or freeze the leftovers for a busy time. Add fresh or frozen vegetables to casseroles, stews, or soups. This is a good way to increase your vegetables and stretch a meal. If you never learn to cook from scratch, learn how to make basic foods from simple ingredients. You can cut your grocery bill significantly by avoiding pre-prepared foods and cooking from simple ingredients. You can borrow a basic cookbook from a public library or your National Library Service regional library to get started. For advice from other blind cooks, you can join NFB's Blind Cooks email list. To subscribe, go to http://www.nfbnet.org/mailman/listinfo/blind-cooks_nfbnet.org. If your finances are extremely limited, find out where nearby hunger centers or food pantries are by dialing 211 or asking at a local social service agency. In addition, some religious organizations or community centers serve meals. Meals on Wheels can deliver hot meals if you are homebound. If you have some money but not enough, Angel Food Ministries might help. This nonprofit, non-denominational organization provides grocery relief and financial support in 35 states. No income restrictions or applications are required. Church host sites take orders monthly and accept food stamps. A box of food worth about $60 costs only $30. One box of Angel Food helps to feed a family of four for about 1 week, or a single senior citizen for almost a month. Other specials, such as the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Box or Meat Combo Box, can also be purchased. Call 1-877-366-3646 or check the website at http://www.angelfoodministries.com. Just ask. Don't be afraid to ask for help. The suggestions in this article can get you started. You should also ask your diabetes educator, a hospital or clinic social worker, local pastors, friends, and family if they know of other sources of help. The goal is to find a way to stretch your budget and keep you healthy. Prescription Assistance Programs. NeedyMeds.org, www.NeedyMeds.org, provides information about assistance programs of all kinds. Partnership for Prescription Assistance, www.pparx.org, 888-477-2669, offers a single point of access to more than 475 public and private patient assistance programs. RX Assist, www.rxassist.org, 401-729-3284, a resource center with information about all kinds of patient assistance programs. Discount prescription cards. Must have no prescription insurance. Merck Prescription Discount Card. www.merck.com. 800-506-3725. 15-20% discount on medications. Pfizer Incorporated. www.pfizerhelpfulanswers.com. 800-707-8990. Savings 15-32%. Together Rx Access, www.togetherrxaccess.com, 800-444-4106. Save between 25 and 40% on brand name prescription medications. Diabetes Supplies. Abbott Diabetes Care Patient Assistance Program, 800-222-6885, provides 1 meter, strips, and lancets for 1 year. Strict eligibility guidelines. iPump.org, www.ipump.org, assists qualifying persons of any age with assistance in purchasing their first insulin pump. iPump.org, request for essential diabetes supplies, REDS, www.ipump.org, diabetes supplies for qualified patients for up to 3 months.